Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said to Congress, America and Israel must stand together. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, the Prime Minister gave a powerful speech before Congress, but the tragic thing was that the Vice President is traditionally present during those speeches before Congress when you have a head of state, and she was somewhat MIA.
Well, she wasn't there. She was with, I guess, her sorority sisters or whoever they were. This is unbelievable. But if it were the president of Ukraine, certainly she would have been there.
Sure.
And we have our greatest ally in the Middle East, Israel, prime minister there in a record-breaking fourth address to a joint session of Congress, surpassing even Winston Churchill. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vigorously defended his nation's fight in Gaza against Hamas terrorists and called for America and Israel to stand together against a common enemy, which enemy is clearly Iran. Iran is behind all of the uprising of Hamas in Gaza, between Hezbollah in Lebanon, the Houthis, and any other radical Islamic movement in the Middle East. It is a very terrorist sponsoring organization, and we need to stand collectively against Iran, because if they ever get nuclear weapons, they will use them.
Absolutely. You know, when President Trump was in office, we didn't pay them a cent. And then, of course, when Obama came in office, we gave them, what, millions of dollars?
Well, you know, the interesting thing I saw recently, it was actually posted on Fox News, an influencer in his 20s, Jewish, he decided to go into Israel. His video in the article is very good. He's got a few things in terms of terminology wrong. He says he wanted to go visit Palestine. There is no Palestine. There are people who identify themselves as Palestinian. There is Israel only. So besides that, he went there as a journalist. He took with him an Arab-speaking videographer, and he goes into places outside of Gaza. These are places like Ramallah. These are places where these are part of the Oslo Accords, where the Palestinians have basically enclaves of population. And they have, you know, ongoing ideology indoctrination, just like they do in Gaza. So he interviews person after person after person after person, young and old, men and women. And he can't find a single person, not one, who disagrees with Hamas. Not one.
Wow.
He can't find a single person who disagrees with October 7. In fact, they believe October 7 was right. They believe they have a right to be able to kill and slaughter Jews. They say that there should be no Jews in Israel. It's a stunning video. Now, we have known this for many years because we've spent a lot of time in Israel. But people in the West don't really understand the depth of the indoctrination.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're raised as children to kill Jews. I mean, we see videos of that where the little children say, kill Jews, kill Jews. I mean, it starts very young.
Well, Netanyahu began his speech calling the fight in Gaza part of Iran's axis of terror, emphasizing that Iran's regime is virtually behind all terrorism and killing in the Middle East. He noted, when Israel fights Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis, they are fighting Iran. In addition, he stated that the chants in Iran begin with death to Israel, but finish with death to America, and the only pro-American democracy of Israel stands in Iran's way. He then reminded Congress of October 7, when the Hamas terrorists invaded Israel, beheading men, raping women, and burning babies alive. He stated that altogether they killed 1,200 people, including 39 Americans. He pointed out that 255 people were taken hostage, 135 of which Israel has freed. including some during a daring commando operation.
And, you know, we are funneling all this money over to Ukraine, but I don't see us really standing with Israel. And then, I mean, Israel is God's chosen land, God's chosen people, and he's right. What affects them will affect us. So we have got to, as believers, stand behind Israel.
You have to
them.
Ask yourself the question, and sometimes I do this, you know, when you look at certain things that happen and you can't explain it from a rational perspective. Ask yourself rationally why the Jewish people have been the target of elimination mm-hmm. for thousands of years. You know, we read about this in the Bible with Egypt. You also have the Assyrians. You have the Babylonians. You have all of this throughout history. You have the Roman Empire. You have Nazi Germany. This is a small population right. compared to the rest of the world.
But they're God-chosen people.
And now you have them after the Holocaust, in the wake of the smoke that's still rising from the furnaces, if you will, they have a nation that's established in 1948. Absolute miracle that it mm-hmm. occurred, that they didn't get wiped out, because all the surrounding nations, when Great Britain pulled out its security forces in May of 1948, all the other nations wanted to destroy it.
Right.
And yet they still survived.
There's a lot of miracles there, yeah.
And then you look at the technology and the inventions that have come out of Israel today that we actually are benefited by every day of our life in every area, agriculture, technology, medicine, science, mm-hmm. so many other areas, all of this benefit. Why, from a rational standpoint, mm-hmm. would there be this continued concerted effort to destroy them? And the only thing that you can come up with is it's irrational. Mm-hmm. It's not rational. It is demonically inspired. And whatever you think about the Bible, you have to say, this is a unique situation. Why the Jews? Why are they targeted like this? Why October 7? Why do people go into the streets and praise October 7?
Why the Holocaust?
And then even now reenact the Nazi salutes in public demonstrations,
right.
wanting to eliminate the Jews. That is clearly, when you read the Bible, God's people that are under attack. Now, he has had a plan from the very beginning about that small part of the nation, of the world, with that group of people through whom the Messiah was born.
Mm-hmm.
He had a plan through which our scriptures were written, the kings and the prophets and our Messiah, Jesus Christ.
And from which he will return.
And so, you know, that is the only real mm-hmm. legitimate explanation, because it doesn't make sense. Netanyahu had in his guest list there that was in Congress, Noah. That was the iconic photograph of that woman mm. who was taken captive into Gaza on the back of that motorcycle, pleading for her life. She gets rescued in this dramatic commando operation, and she's there with her father. You know, there should be universal acclaim, universal embracing of Israel.
And we still have hostages over there.
Yeah, we still have hostages, and we still have American hostages there,
yeah.
if they're still alive.
Yeah.
You know, so the prime minister urged Congress to fast-track action because, you know, Israel is not just isolated. We can't just ignore Israel. Now there's a guy that's from Kentucky, Massey, who was one of the only Republicans that boycotted that. Now, I know he doesn't want to get involved in international issues, but I condemn that, because in this particular case, his boycott is reprehensible.
Mm-hmm.
Some other Democrats boycotted it as well, but he's the only Republican from Kentucky. And the fact is that if you won't help Israel in this time of need, then you would have allowed the Holocaust to
right.
happen, because that's in fact what happened on October 7.
Right.
And that's what they want to do to all the Jews there. And we cannot, in that situation, remain silent.
Right. And God is very clear. Those who bless Israel, I will bless.
Well, you know, the fact is, Benjamin Netanyahu came and he considered, he said, America is a beacon of liberty. He expressed that he was hopeful about Israel and America being a force for light and good together, working together. He says, I'm confident that our two nations will vanquish the tyrants and terrorists who threaten us both. We will fight until we achieve victory, victory of liberty over tyranny, victory of life over death, victory of good over evil. That is our solemn commitment. I encourage you to pray for Israel. Pray for the people of Israel. Pray for their protection. We have people that are living in situations there where Hezbollah is throwing bombs into the northern part of Israel. Pray for them and pray for our nation as well. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.